Good. Katie McDonald. Oh, rude of me to keep you hanging on. I'm so sorry, my love. How are you?
No, it's fine. I'm sitting here, as I usually do, giggling, and I feel worthy. I feel really worthy. You make me feel worthy.
Why? How come?
Because I'm really good when it comes to shopping bags. I reuse. I don't accumulate.
Go away.
So, yeah.
But do you have Woolies in Australia?
We have Woolies, but it's not South African Woolies.
Oh, and right, yeah.
Yeah, you can buy bags, but no, I'm good. I've got, yeah, ones, you know, that you buy and you can keep squished up in your handbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do keep them. I've also got them. They're quite a hardy, I've got sort of a hardy plastic one and a slightly more sort of, I don't even know how one would describe it. Anyway, a tougher type bag. Which I keep in the boot of my car, which is brilliant of me because I've committed to that. The only problem is I always forget. And also, if I'm just popping in, I haven't yet got into that mindset of, okay, you're just popping into the shop, but just remember, always go to the boot of the car. Always go to the boot of the car. Like, I need to be programmed into my brain like a robot. And then inevitably, I'm standing in the queue and I realise, A, I've forgotten my bags. And if I shop in Woolies, which I do occasionally, then I go, oh, yeah, it's one of those ones that doesn't let me have the plastic bags anymore, which is a great idea in theory. But now we've just got loads of these cloth bags kind of milling around. And then we find that we try and use them for other, like we used one as a bin liner the other day because we'd run out of bin bags. And then it seems like a terrible waste.
But there are all sorts of options.
There are all sorts of options.
I'm thinking arts and crafts. You'll have to look into that. So, yeah.
Well, like I said, there was this chap who posted on Twitter last year who had fashioned himself an entire suit out of these Woolies bags. Anywho, right, tell us what's been going on down under. We're going to start with an earthquake. You guys had an earthquake earlier this week.
Yeah.
Melbourne, Victorians.
Yeah, but the Victorians who are really having such a tough time. So not only have they just become the lockdown capital of the world, they have been in lockdown more than any other city in the world, which is not something that you really want to lay claim to. But on Wednesday, they were rocked by the biggest earthquake in Australia in more than 50 years. So its epicenter was just outside, well, when I said just outside, 180 km northeast of Melbourne. But it was felt in Melbourne. It was felt in, obviously, areas around there. Thankfully, no serious injuries or deaths have been reported, but walls of buildings collapsed, windows shattered, cracks in the roads, power outages. So, yeah, it was quite a surprise, quite a shock, and, quite a fright for the residents who were affected by that, as you can imagine.
No, for sure. We've had a few this year, Katie. We've had two, I think, in Cape Town. One or two in Joburg. I've never felt a single one. And people who are in my area have said that they felt it. Maybe I just sleep through them. Well, obviously I do.
I don't know. I just think, you know, I've never been or felt in one or felt one. And it's kind of like, what do? Do you hop into the bath or do you stand under a doorway? Anyway.
Apparently, a friend of mine who lives in LA says that all their kids are taught at schools to dive under the desk.
Okay.
So there we are.
I'll bear that in mind. But anyway, so they've had a pretty tough time because not only that hit on Wednesday, but on Monday they've had quite a hectic protest. Basically, there was a demonstration which turned violent, and that started with the construction industry workers because the state government announced that they'd have to be vaccinated. Vaccinations would be mandatory for these workers, and they were closing construction down for 2 weeks, so that prompted a demonstration. The demonstrations continued throughout the week. The former Labour leader, Bill Shorten, he didn't hold back when he blamed professional troublemakers. In fact, he actually said that it's a network of hard-right man-baby Nazis who want to cause trouble. Yeah, so pretty, quite descriptive there.
Yeah, very.
No, well, they don't here, Sarah Jane. I do usually temper.
Do you? For our sensibilities. Yeah, no, okay, fair enough. Exactly. Yeah. Listen, I really want to talk about, oh, sorry. I was going to just gloss over the fact that Melbourne won the, FAL grand final yesterday. Let's just give a
dot.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
Good. Well done. This is a story that you mentioned much earlier this year, and we sort of hadn't heard anything about it since. But I'd love to find out where we're at now. The potential name change, or the suggestion that New Zealand undergo a name change, the Maori Party strongly pushing for this. They want to change it from New Zealand to Aotearoa? Well, no.
Ah.
Go on.
Aotearoa.
Aotearoa. I think that's a beautiful name, actually.
Aotearoa.
Okay.
It is a beautiful name.
Where are we at with that? How likely is it? Because, of course, we've undergone a lot of name changes here, and whenever it happens, it's such a divisive issue. Port Elizabeth went from Port Elizabeth to Kaibeka. People lost their minds. Some people very, very upset. Names are powerful, but we haven't quite yet gone from an entire name change in terms of the country. So what's the situation in New Zealand?
Well, they are incredibly powerful, and it's the Maori Party that's spearheading this. So it's been mentioned, it's been mooted, but now they've, this last week, they've launched a petition because they want to officially change it. And not only that, they would like the government to restore the Maori names for all towns and cities and place names across the country by 2026. So it's a big ask. And they want them in the indigenous Te Reo Maori language. They're saying, look, New Zealand is a Dutch name. They're a Polynesian country. And we want our rightful name. And basically, they've also said that they're sick to death of people mangling their ancestral names or ignoring them. And this has to change. It has got to happen. They're feeling the effects of having their language stripped from them and such things. So they have launched a petition which they will lobby the government with. Interestingly, there's also been another petition launched to keep the name. So at the moment, the Maori Party petition is in the lead. But it's got to go through Parliament. Now, Jacinda Ardern basically has replied by saying, you know, that she hears more and more often the use of it interchangeably with New Zealand. She likes it. She says it's a positive thing. But she doesn't see the need to change it in law. Not now. She's happy for people to use it and for it to be used internationally. But the Maori Party and their supporters want it to happen to be legislated.
What's her reason for not making it official at this point? Not yet, you said. What are her reasons behind that? Because, you know, I understand a lot of the argument, isn't it, against name changes is the expense of what it means to do, of what it would mean to do that, that the administration to do all of that, which certainly is an argument. And it's certainly an argument in South Africa when so much needs to be done and there are so many things that need money spent on them. However, because names do hold such weight, to say yes, let's do it, but not make it official. I mean, that is a potentially problematic response, because it's like, oh yes, dear, you know, we'll change the name, but we're not going to do it properly. But if you want to amongst yourselves do that, then and I can see why that wouldn't necessarily go down well with the Maori Party.
Oh, well, exactly. Look, she hasn't given any detailed response to it. It's been hinted that it's just not on her agenda because there are other things on her agenda, and she feels that, you know, there's no problem with people using it. But I do understand the need to entrench that. I mean, interestingly enough, in Australia, we have a lot of indigenous names. They always have been. Woolloomooloo, Woolara, Dunedoo.
Yeah, Wollongong.
Boggabri. Yeah. So I'm not too sure. I'm not too familiar with the reason for why that didn't happen so much in New Zealand. It's just not up there on her current agenda. And I feel that New Zealand, I don't think economically it would be, yes, it's going to be a huge cost, but I don't think it's going to be something that will break the bank.
Yeah, sure,
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's a really interesting story.
What happens when... Yeah.
I like the update on that. Thanks very much, Katie. All right. Manny Pacquiao. Is that how I'm pronouncing his name?
Yes.
No. Yes?
No. Manny, yes. Manny Pacquiao. Yes, Pacquiao. You're
Pacquiao?
Right.
Pacquiao? What is it?
Sort of. Pacquiao.
Okay. He's a boxer, is he?
He's a boxer, so he's pretty well-known internationally.
Oh, some sure.
Say,
okay.
You know, he's the best boxer in the world.
Oh, is he? Right. I probably should know who he is then. Yep.
It's okay. We'll forgive you. But essentially, he's a boxer. He's 42 years of age, so he's quite a young man.
Yeah, very.
He's got 12 world boxing titles. Out of 72 bouts, I'll just tell you, he's won in his career, he's won 62. But what many might not know about Manny is that he's actually been involved in politics in the Philippines. In 2010, he was elected to the House of Representatives, and then in 2016, he gained a seat in the Senate. Now, he's not been a senator without controversy. He's also received criticism because apparently he's got the worst attendance record because he continues to box. That is his main career. But what he's doing now, or what he's announced, is he's going to take on President Duterte, who was his ally, to run for president of the Philippines next May in 2022. So they say at the moment that, look, you know, he hasn't got much out there policy-wise, but he's hugely popular.
Okay.
You know, people know him. They know who he is, his rags-to-riches story and such. So it remains to be seen how much serious support he's going to get. The favorite at the moment when it comes to the front runner for presidency is actually Duterte's daughter, Sara. She's running for it.
Is he saying that if he were elected, he would sort of put the boxing on to the side? You know, maybe sort of redress the balance a little bit and maybe do running the country for 4 days a week and then maybe a bit of boxing for 3 days, you know, just to kind of keep a balance. Is he saying anything like that?
No, he's not. That's one of the issues.
Yeah.
That's one of the issues.
All right.
So, yes, but it'll be interesting to see because he is popular and he won more than 16 million votes when he stood for the Senate.
Oh, that's nothing to sniff
at.
All right. Yeah, okay, good. So, we've got to end, but I want to just quickly ask why the chicken crossed the road.
I love this, and I sent you a little bit of a visual with this.
Oh, did you?
So, yes, police were called up. Oh, I sent a visual.
Okay, I'll have a look. Go on, yep.
So, essentially, yeah, this week in Sydney, police were called out to a street in the Inner West because there was a chicken found crossing the road.
There it is.
A lone chicken. And anyway, a bit of trial and error. Police officers, members of the public, they chased this chicken, or chook, as we prefer to say here.
Yeah.
And they caught it. And then they posted, you know, a little thing on their Facebook page. Look what we found, exploring our streets. And the post of the chicken had, well, basically, the police officer that caught it was in the picture. It's gone viral. And I don't think I'm going to share all the commentary with you, but he's not the worst looking police officer in the world,
is he at all? And this is saying something because he's got a mask on. So I mean, we're only really, and I was saying this at the start of the show, we're only really seeing, you know, those beautiful brown dreamy eyes and that strong forehead. Sure.
Yes. Exactly.
And then there's the chicken. With the chicken.
Yeah.
All right. The chicken,
and they're still trying to find the owners of the chicken, so yes.
Oh, never mind that. Never mind that. Swipe right. Katie McDonald, we always swipe right for you. Thanks very much indeed. We're going to chat to you next week, a different time for Katie McDonald next week. Katie's going to be joining us just after 7 o'clock. Lovely to have you with us. Thanks.